We all celebrate the big wins that define success, but those milestone moments are built entirely on self-leadership and consistency, the disciplined daily effort that nobody else can do for you. You have the strategy, you know what needs to happen, but if you're like most people, somewhere between vision and execution, you struggle to maintain momentum. I'm Sheila Slick, and this is where we build it back. Short episodes, real issues, daily systems. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Daily Milestone. I'm Sheila Slick, your host. If Monday mornings feel like you're just starting your business from scratch every single week, and you're tired of spending half the day just remembering what you were working on, this episode is going to change your relationship with weekends. Today, we're talking about how to actually rest without losing your rhythm. So let's start with a quick reality check. How do you feel on Friday afternoon versus Monday morning? Friday, you're probably feeling pretty good. You know what you're working on. You're in a groove. You have momentum. But then comes Monday. And Monday feels like you're trying to start a cold engine. You spend the first hour just trying to figure out where you left off. What was important? Why? Why did you think that strategy was a good idea on Friday? It's like you're running a relay race, but every weekend, you drop the baton and you have to sprint back to pick it up. And here's what nobody tells you about working for yourself. You don't just need to recover from work. You need to recover in a way that doesn't eliminate your business momentum. I used to be really proud of my ability to completely disconnect on weekends. No business thoughts, no checking emails, total separation. And I thought that that made me balanced. What it actually made me was inconsistent. Every Monday, I'd sit at my desk and I'd feel like a stranger in my own business. I'd spend the first 2 hours just getting back up to speed, reading through my notes from Friday, trying to remember why had I prioritized certain tasks, re-motivating myself on projects that had felt exciting 3 days earlier. By Tuesday, though, I'd feel like myself again. But then by Wednesday, I'd realize I'd been procrastinating on something important because I'd lost the emotional connection to why it mattered. Thursday, I'd start building momentum again, and Friday, I'd feel great. The weekend would come, I'd disconnect completely, and Monday, I'd be back on square one. I was basically running a 4-day business instead of a 7-day business and wondering why growth felt so slow. The turning point came when I realized that work-life balance doesn't mean pretending your business doesn't exist for 48 hours. It means finding a sustainable rhythm that honors both your need to rest and disconnect and then your need to maintain momentum. Here's what's really happening. When you completely disconnect from your business over the weekend, you're not just taking a break from work. You're taking a break from your identity as someone who's building something meaningful. And your brain, well, it needs that identity to stay activated, to maintain motivation and focus. When you turn it off for 2 full days, you don't just lose momentum. You lose emotional connection to your goals. It's like stopping your car at every red light and turning off the engine. Sure, you're resting the engine, but you're making it so much harder to get it moving again. And then there's a second problem. A lot of us try to make up for this by working on weekends, and that's not balance either. You end up either completely disconnected or completely consumed. Neither of these two extremes serves you. And so I have what I call momentum maintenance, and that's a way to stay connected to your business growth without being enslaved by it. And that solution that works for me has 3 different parts. The Friday handoff, the weekend touchpoints, and the Monday activation. The Friday handoff is that before you close your laptop on Friday, spend 10 minutes writing a note to yourself for Monday. It's not a to-do list, just a context note. What are you excited about? What breakthrough were you on the verge of? What felt most important? Write it like you're briefing someone else who's going to take over your business for the weekend, because essentially you are. The second part, the weekend touch points, doesn't mean that you're working on weekends. It is maintaining connection without doing work. Two things only. First, spend 5 minutes on Saturday morning reading business content that inspires you. Not tactical stuff that you need to implement. Inspirational stuff that reminds you why you love what you do. And then on Sunday, spend 5 minutes in the evening reviewing your Friday note to yourself and mentally preparing for Monday. You're not doing work. You're keeping the pilot light lit. And on Monday, which is the third day, the third part, instead of jumping straight into your task list, start Monday with what I call the momentum review. Read your Friday note out loud. Yes, out loud. And then ask yourself 3 questions. What felt most important when I wrote this? What am I most excited to move forward? What's the one thing that if I accomplished it today would make me feel proud of Monday? The magic doesn't lie in any individual piece. It's in the bridge that you're building between Friday you and Monday you. You're helping Monday you remember not just what to do, but why it matters. So this week, test the Friday handoff. Before you shut down for the weekend, set a timer for 10 minutes and write a note to Monday you. And remember to include what you were working on and why it felt important. Any breakthrough insights that you had during the week. What you're most excited to continue working on. And how you're feeling about the business on Friday. Don't worry about the weekend touch points or the Monday activation just yet. Just practice the handoff. And then on Monday, before you check email or dive into tasks, read that note. Notice the difference in how quickly you get back into your groove. I'm willing to bet you'll cut your Monday morning ramp-up time in half, minimum. And here's the bonus. You'll probably find that your weekends feel more restful too, because you don't have that nagging feeling that you're forgetting something important about your business. Rest and momentum aren't opposites. They're actually partners, and you can honor your need for recovery while still maintaining the thread of connection to what you're building. In the next episode, we'll be talking about daily systems. We'll talk about the most important meeting that you're probably not having, and the 5-minute check-in with yourself that changes everything about how your days unfold. Until then, practice the Friday handoff. Monday you will thank you.